Her transformation came when she realized that getting people to engage and take ownership wasn't about the telling, but about letting them come into the idea in a purpose-led way, and that her job was creating the space for others to perform. She characterized this change as the shift from having the best idea or problem-solving to being the best leader of people. The shift she described is the shift from controlling to engaging with vulnerability, taking risks, and cultivating trust. And while vulnerability can sometimes make us feel powerless, her shift was a total power move. Day has increased the number of stores from 71 to 174, while total revenue has grown from $297 million to almost $1 billion, and Lululemon's stock is up about 300% since its 2007 IPO. In a written interview with Day accompanying the video, the idea of vulnerability as the birthplace of creativity, innovation, and trust continued to play out, even when it comes to failure and defeat. One of Day's leadership guideposts is finding the magic makers. As Day explained, taking responsibility, taking risks, and having an entrepreneurial spirit are qualities we look for in our employees. We want people who bring their own magic. Athletes are great within our culture. They're used to winning as well as losing. They know how to handle and fix defeat. Day also emphasized the importance of allowing people to make mistakes. Our golden rule? If you screw up, you clean it up. In businesses, schools, faith communities, any system, even families, we can tell a lot about how people engage with vulnerability by observing how often and how openly you hear people saying, "I don't know. I need help. I'd like to give it a shot. It's important to me. I disagree. Can we talk about it? It didn't work, but I learned a lot. Yes, I did it. Here's what I need. Here's how I feel. I'd like some feedback. Can I get your take on this? What can I do better next time? Can you teach me how to do this? I played a part in that. I accept responsibility for that. I'm here for you. I want to help. Let's move on. I'm sorry. That means a lot to me. Thank you."